something.
And I'll ask again, would you like me to get my repair department on the line to see if we can...
Is that where it's going to have the long distance number at?
Well, if your long distance service is not working, we have... That would lead me to believe that there's an issue either with the service or what's happening, whether on our end or your end. I don't know. But that's at least where we can start. I can't promise that they'll have the code, but we can at least start there and see if we can get the information from them. Or, you know, it could be something where maybe there's an issue in our system, or maybe with one of our lines, or maybe a phone jack in your house. Or
yeah, I know. So what's your name?
Oh, my name's Riley, and I'm in Boise, Idaho, on the southeast corner of the fourth floor.
Oh, okay. So I just want to let you know, so now I'm recording you, because I want to be sure that I know who the heck I've been talking to that's
sure.
gone through this whole little routine of not doing anything but other than trying to upsell me, and then finally when I won't sit there and agree to all that, then you're all of a sudden like, oh, well, now we can go to repair. So let's do the little repair thing that you're suggesting. But I just wanted to be sure that I knew who the heck it was that I was talking to and had this inane conversation with.
Yeah, my employee ID number is 120-2846.
Okay, well, I'm sure CenturyLink will be very impressed when they hear what you did.
Oh, sorry, I'm just trying to do my job here.
Yeah, well, like I said, I hope the whole call is recorded on your end, because it'll be very enlightening to have that happen.
Calls. If I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute here.
All right.
I'll see if I can get the repair department. Now, I will tell you, it may take a little while, because I've transferred some other customers there today, and it's actually been pretty busy. So, but I will put you on hold, and we'll get them on the phone for you sooner than later. Are you still there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm waiting for you to do something. That's what I've been doing. Let's see, we've been on the phone for 13 minutes.
Okay, my timer shows 8 minutes, but I won't dispute that with you.
Oh, good.
Is there anything else that I can do for you before I try?
No, and why don't you tell me thank you for using CenturyLink while you're at it.
Thank you for using CenturyLink today, and you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too.
Get 100% digital picture and sound on every channel, and access to over 170 channels in HD with DirecTV service through CenturyLink. And when you bundle through CenturyLink, you can save even more. Never miss your favorite show. With the DirecTV DVR scheduler, you can program recordings from virtually any computer and set your home DVR through your cell phone. Yet another great reason to get DirecTV service through CenturyLink. Ask for details. With DirecTV Cinema, get 400 of the newest releases, plus over 7,000 shows and movies at no extra charge. Ask how. Please enter the 1-3-digit transfer code. I'm sorry, that is an invalid entry. Please enter the 1-3-digit transfer code. I'm sorry. That is an invalid entry. I'm sorry you're having trouble. Please try again later.
All right, so it's 11:34 on Friday, April 13th. Oh, good. Friday the 13th. Anyway, so this fellow is supposed to have helped me, and you've got his information now, who it was. He spent the bulk of the conversation trying to upsell me on DirecTV and on the internet service. I told him about this long distance code that I'd been previously given. He didn't know anything about it, and instead starts this whole conversation. When I told him I didn't want to tie up the conversation, he continued to talk about DirecTV and what he could sell me. And it's like, now he's transferred me to repair, and as you can tell from the recording, the repair didn't go through. So this will be the third time I've called CenturyLink this morning, and the record should reflect that. Turns out that my service has been disconnected first, then when they said they'd restore it, then they eliminated the carrier. Then when I get the carrier straightened out, which won't go into effect for a couple more days, now they've dropped this access code. They gave me an access code of 1010432, and it doesn't work now. And that's what I was calling back on. And, you know, you've heard part of the call, but I hope you will go back and pull CenturyLink's recordings and see how it is that they've handled this. This is just ridiculous. This call with this Riley, or whatever his name is, I mean, that's just beyond the ken of anything that a customer should have to put up with.